USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During Thursday's coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says we're seeing progress in some states.
You look at the hospitals, you look at what's going on. I spoke with the governor of Louisiana. I'm saying, do you think we need that extra 1,000 beds that we're in the process of building? We are really in good shape. You're not hearing people are needing ventilators much. In fact, we're going to start helping other countries with ventilators. We're going to end up having a lot of ventilators for future should something happen for hospitals, ideally, to keep and have.
Saudi Arabia and Russia ended their price war and are poised to deliver the oil production cut President Trump has been demanding in order to raise historically low prices that have damaged the U.S. shale industry. The two countries agreed to cut production of oil by 10 million barrels per day. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Nearly 17 million Americans are looking for jobs because of the slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported 6.6 million people filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That follows about 10 million who filed the previous 2 weeks. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 286 points to finish at 23,719. The S&P improved 40. In other news, the Magic Kingdom is celebrating another Disney achievement, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
No wonder, a party girl.
Disney's direct-to-consumer streaming service Disney Plus, which debuted in November, has hit an enormous new milestone, already amassing a 50 million subscriber list in just under 5 months. That's almost twice as many as Disney reported on February 4th. When it said in its Q1 earnings that it had reached 26.5 million subscribers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr is condemning the media for what he says are partisan attacks on President Trump for touting the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as a possible weapon against the novel coronavirus.
It's really disappointing to see. And the politicization of decisions like the hydroxychloroquine has been amazing to me. Before the president said anything about it, there was fair and balanced coverage of this very promising drug, and the fact that it had such a long track record that the risks were pretty well known. And as soon as he said something positive about it, the media has been on a jihad to discredit the drug. It's quite strange.
Barr, speaking on Fox News' Ingram Engle, also raises concerns about the length of the shutdown across the United States.
I think, when this period of time is at the end of April expires, I think we have to allow people to adapt more than we have, and not just tell people to go home and hide under the bed, but allow them to use other ways, social distancing and other means, to protect themselves.
Barr also saying we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem, something President Trump has also said. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.